with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. Major League Baseball players are into the last week of spring training before the season begins. For players on the bubble, as they say, there are just a few days left to impress the coaching staff in an effort to make the team.
In Milwaukee, players in one Little League program have a little longer to make the team that will travel this summer to play in Puerto Rico. But unlike their Major League counterparts, these prospects in the Felix Mantilla Little League will need to impress in the classroom as well as the baseball field.
In fact, of the 14 ball players who will travel, four of them will be selected on the basis of their academic achievement, and the trip itself will combine baseball and some unique educational opportunities.
Gene Manzanet is chairman of the board of directors for Journey House, the Southside Community Development Center, which operates the league. Reg Harris is a leader with the North Star Providers, which is help raising funds for the baseball and cultural exchange. And Puerto Rico native Felix Mantilla played for four major league teams in the 1950s and 60s, including the 1957 world champion Milwaukee Braves. In 1972, he founded the Little League that's named for him, and they tell Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke why it's important that this kind of exchange occurs.
Part of Journey House's legacy and model, it's not about the baseball game. It is everything about the character development, basic skills, leadership, and the other tools that these kids need to be successful in life. So it's more than just a game and any of the sports that we sponsor and support. So when we got an opportunity to do this with the Little League, we were very excited because we were moving the same model that we've had success with the Packer football field and the Packer program at Journey House. And we just said we're moving it over and just expanding it and bringing it to baseball.
Felix Mantilla, that has always been part of the Little League that you founded, the character development aspect, right?
Yes, I started the same way because I used to play in Isabela, Puerto Rico, with the police athletic league. And I played a couple of years there, and I knew from that time that I wanted to be part of all the kids having a good time. And I think, you know, this group, when it goes to Puerto Rico, going to be the same way I did many years ago.
And possibly the same way when you first left Puerto Rico to play in the minor leagues and then in the major leagues.
Correct. I was signed by the Boston Braves when I was 17 years old. And I didn't know anything about the United States, but it was a great experience my first year. So I think, you know, these kids, they would like, you know, this particular trip because it's going to be baseball plus other things that they will see.
Right. So why, to get back to the initial question, why is the travel part of this so important? You know, why are we talking about an exchange to go to Puerto Rico and not Madison?
One of the reasons is these kids come from an impoverished neighborhood, from an area where they don't see the things that we might take for granted. For example, some of them may not have even seen Lake Michigan. So we want to open their eyes up. We want to influence them so they can go back peer to peer and say, man, I'm part of this league, and here's what the kind of things we get to do. For example, you wouldn't expect kids from this neighborhood to be exposed to a marine biologist or an ornithologist, to go to Old San Juan. These are the kind of activities. And then next year, in 2017, we're going to bring kids here, and they're going to see Milwaukee. They're going to get a chance maybe to tour City Hall, see the great sights here, and have the same impact back home.
Baseball is also a key part of this, though, right?
Oh, baseball, absolutely. But we're not expecting the kids to go down there and be necessarily as competitive as the kids on the island. But they'll make friendships. It'll all begin in, you know, we think partnerships. You know, we've got a lot of great partners. You know, I like to say, pardon the pun, we have a great team here. North Star Providers got to work with Journey House, which is a premier activity on the south side. I get to work with my best friend since high school, Felix Mantilla, the son, and with Mr. Mantilla, who's always been a role model. And it goes back also to what Felix and I learned in high school at Marquette High. You know, the Jesuits were real big on community service, and the school's just been a great partner with us as well. So it's way beyond baseball.
It is way beyond baseball. These kids are going to need to do book reports. They all, to register for the league and the opportunity, you have to have a library card.
Why is that?
The emphasis is preparing these kids for life beyond baseball. It is not just about the field play, hitting home runs or hitting singles, you know, running and the athletic piece. It's the academic rigor. We have the talent in this town. We do have talented young men who are passionate about the game. But the real life expectation of them making it to the majors, and you know, we've spoken to, you know, several major league players and individuals who aspire to that. It's not an easy transition. So you have to fall back on what you can control, and that's your academic opportunities. So we want to prepare these kids to have the rigor and the resolve to go ahead and qualify and go into high-performing high schools and then ultimately into high-performing colleges and universities in order to be successful and, you know, be prepared for life itself. They're going to do, you know, reports on the history of Puerto Rico and the history of Felix Mantilla himself. We're going to ask them to do certain things so that they know the history of their culture and their background. And that's a big piece for our program.
Felix Mantilla, how prepared were you for life after baseball?
Well, it was a little tough at the beginning, but then I worked for the Boys Club for many years with little guys too, though. So it wasn't that hard, you know, from baseball and then after baseball. So it was great.
Well, and fortunately, your life after baseball has included a lot of baseball.
Yes. I played so many years, including the years I played in Puerto Rico, the years that I played in the minor leagues. I played 4 years, plus the 11 or 12 years that I played in the big leagues. So it's been a long road, but it's been a great road.
Now, you started the league in 1972. That's 44 years ago. Is it harder to find kids today who want to play baseball than it was in those days? There are so many other options today. Is it hard to find ball players?
Yes. Many years ago, you could get one, two, three, four teams in a hurry. And now it seems like a lot of the kids, they want to play basketball, they play soccer, they're boxing. It's everything. So it's a little harder now than a few years ago.
How do you convince them? How do you make the case for baseball?
That's the tough part of it. I think guys like Manzanet, he will do a great job with kids like that. He can convince them.
All right, give us your strongest pitch. How do you talk a kid who, you know, might want to play on his PlayStation that convince him that baseball is better?
And you hit it on the spot. I think that we realize that we're competing against the Xboxes and PlayStations at this point. And it's not easy. But I think that you also have a group of individuals and kids and parents who are passionate about the game. They also have parents who are unrealistic about their aspirations, right? All our kids are superstars. You know, they're going to walk onto a basketball court or a baseball diamond or football field, and they're going to be the starting opportunity for them to go into the university level, and they're going to be the scholarship player, and they're going to make a ton of money. And ultimately, we have to bring them back down to earth. And we really kind of say, hey, you need to be healthy. Students, eat right. Nutrition is a big deal that we emphasize. You need to get yourself prepared academically for the rigor of high-performing high schools and ultimately high-performing universities. You cannot put all your time and effort into thinking that you're going to be and become this major league or major player on an NCAA or NBA level. It is not that easy. We have many examples that we bring into the center to give them that real life expectations, you know, and what is the percentage of actually scholar athletes going into the NCAA and actually getting a full ride to play a sport? Anyone know? It's less than 2%. And once we put that onto the forefront in our conversation, our orientation for both students and their parents, then it starts dawning on them. We need to start relying on other things.
Reg Harris, this is where exposing them to an ornithologist or a marine biologist or whatever comes in, right?
Absolutely. It's the idea that there's a big world out there. There's an opportunity. Mr. Mantilla saw the world as part of that talented 2%. But for the other 98%, you may not be able to hit a slider breaking off the plate, but you can pick up the skills. But as adults, we have to provide that opportunity for them. And, you know, we've been fortunate in raising funds for this two-year endeavor. You know, it's going to be about $80,000, and we think we're halfway there. And we're very happy about that because we haven't had our – we're going to host a dinner at Market High Saturday, April 2nd. There have just been a lot of people that have said, we believe in the greater mission of Journey House and specifically the mission of the Felix Mantilla Little League. The last 44 years, you're doing something right. And what we want to do now is grow the program and bring in more children and go from there.
So let me ask each of you this question. What do you hope that – there are how many players that are going on this?
14 with chaperones and staff from Journey House.
But let's talk about the 14 players, the 14 kids that take part in this exchange and they go to Puerto Rico. What do you hope they bring back with them?
Relationships, realization that there's more out there and they can swing for the fences, if you will, and that there's a support network at Journey House. That's going to be the key, that this all flows through that building on 21st and Scott, that Dr. Michelle Bria, who runs an outstanding program. Recently, Journey House was saluted by Donald Driver's Foundation. The idea is we want to infect a lot of people. We want those boys to come back as ambassadors based on a real-life experience.
You were the third base coach, and you were giving them the green light.
Absolutely. Waving them in.
Well, I think for all of them, it's going to be a great experience, not only because they're going to meet different little kids. And I think because some of our kids here, they speak Spanish and they speak English. But some of the kids in Puerto Rico, they only speak Spanish. But I think they're going to find a way to make, you know, friendship.
And, you know, I would add, they're going to come back and know a heck of a lot more about their culture. They're going to know those things that they can share with people. We're very proud people. And that, I think, and let's be clear, this is just not for Puerto Rican kids. These are going to be kids in that Clark Square area that life isn't always that great every day. So they're going to come back and say, man, let me tell you what happened. And 80% of they might lose 12 zip in the baseball game. That's okay. They'll know what they need to do to improve, though. But they can come back with, they've gone to Old San Juan, they've gone to the rainforest. They'll know those things.
Gene Mantinet, what do you hope they come back with?
Well, this is an important aspect of the, expanding the program. We're showcasing that we're fulfilling our promise. When we took over administratively over the league a year and a half ago, we had determined that we were going to do much more for our community because the need is there. The dreams that we had once, you know, thought of as the only dreams are truly coming true. The most important piece to this is that the experience they're going to have in preparation, right, although we're not expecting them to do as well, doesn't mean that these kids are not preparing themselves and not working hard to get there. They also realize that they have to earn their spot. Nothing's guaranteed. And between the beginning of the season until this tournament comes to play in fruition at the end of July, there will be assessments. They're going to be truly on trial to see if they can get themselves, you know, academically ready. We're going to be reviewing report cards. We're going to be reviewing their reports, making sure that their book reports are done. And the parents are eventually getting involved in this as well because they're saying, you know, they've stepped up and said, you're doing this for us. We're willing to kind of meet you halfway. What do we need to do to help with the process of not only, you know, garnering additional dollars and funding, but how do we help our kids get ready for this tournament? We want to represent, you know, Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, really well. And it's basically getting them amped up for this opportunity. It's exciting. But now, more importantly, they're going to go back, and now they have it in their heads that, you know what, they cannot just skip over school. Because we're going to be looking for that, you know. It is more than the game. And, you know, you don't realize how much you love a game until you have to get up at the crack of dawn to make sure that your book reports and everything else is done. Because you won't have the time during the day, the rest of the day, because you're going to be either preparing for, you know, hitting and fielding practice to actually play the game. So they're going to get a real taste of what it is to play competitively. Either at the high school level, especially in college level, that's when it really becomes real for them.
Let me ask one more question of Felix Mantilla, and that is right now there is this debate. We were talking about sportsmanship and leadership. There's this debate in baseball about the old code and the new. And I'm curious because you played baseball when the old code was very much a part of things, but now you're involved with kids who are coming up through the ranks. And baseball's a different world. Where do you come down on the whole, you know, is it okay to flip the bat? Is it okay to throw at a hitter who's, you know, probably not in Little League, but throw at a hitter who's flipped the bat the last time he hit a home run off you?
Well, I have heard a few guys, especially Rich Gossage. But what Rich doesn't understand is that We've been doing that, you know, that stuff for years and years, way before he born. And I'm 82 years old, and when I play in the Puerto Rican League, that was everybody. I do it, the other team will do it, and he's not trying to show anybody up. Because if you don't want me to lift the bat and throw it everywhere, well, get me out. You know, that's the best thing about it. I think the old-timers now, they're getting a little too involved with that stuff about throwing the bat or doing this or that.
You think Rich Gossage should have just let the players today play?
He should have cooled it, sure. I know that now he knows because he's been getting some heat. Not only him. I mean, there are a few guys that believe that if you throw a bat, the next time you come to the play, they're supposed to throw at your head. That's stupid. In the Caribbean, everybody will do those things. They call us, you know, hot dogs or whatever you want to call it. But we do it, you know, that's fun. The fans, you know, in the Spanish-speaking countries like that stuff. So I don't see why the other teams don't like it.
Think they get something about the fun of baseball that some
sure,
other people
you're
don't?
Sure, you're trying to be too strict. I mean, let them play. Let them enjoy themselves. It's like in basketball or football. As long as you don't try to really show somebody off.
It's the proverbial touchdown dance, right, if you're going to compare it to the NFL. You know, there's a passion that you can see, whether you're a parent watching your kid on the Little League Diamond or a proud parent of a college player or, you know, former major leaguer and watching them or a major leaguer. I've seen them all. There is a special place in you want to see them perform well, but, you know, there's a passion behind it because everybody in the family comes down and you know, little fulanito is playing, you know, and then the grandparents are going to go out there and they're going to want to watch them, you know, excel. So there is a difference, but it's still Little League and it's still a game. And I think that needs to be emphasized throughout and starting at a young age so that we can have some set of controls as they grow older, that the game doesn't change too dramatically and gets out of hand, right?
That's right.
But why shouldn't they have fun, right?
That's the name of the game, fun. I mean, the fans pay a certain amount of money to enjoy themselves. And they like to see an outfielder diving for balls. I remember, I won't name the guy, but when a Puerto Rican guy used to dive for a ball like that, the first word out of his mouth was, he's a hot dog. Why it doesn't catch the ball the same, you know, the way it's supposed to be caught? But I like it. You know, I'm talking about Roberto Clemente. It was the biggest hot dog of them all. Yeah.
Well, Felix Mantilla, Reg Harris, Gene Manzanet, Yes. Thank you all so much. It's really been a pleasure, and best of luck with this.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Gene Manzanet is chairman of the board of directors for Journey House. Reg Harris is a leader with North Star Providers. And Puerto Rico native Felix Mantilla played for four major league teams in the 50s and 60s, including the 1957 world champion Milwaukee Braves. They spoke with Mitch Tyke.
You'll find pictures of Felix Mantilla's playing days and a link to more about the group's April 2nd event at Marquette University High School at wuwm.com.